Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. All the talking, girl, why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, maybe I'm worse than you, 'cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you I'll never go.
you now. Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with Officer Terry E. Lyle. And that was that big, fine Barry White, Practice What You Preach. And, you know, tonight we got a great guest. You know, you're going to love her. But before I bring on my guest, Champagne, I want to say hello to my awesome co-host, Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Hello, Terry. Hello, viewers. Hello, everyone.
I like it, baby. You know, so tonight, you know, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my guest. And she already got somebody online who want to ask a question. If anybody want to ask a question, hit the number one key after you dial 347-945-6003 and let me know that you got a question or a comment on this live show. But my guest, Champagne, this lovely woman, man, she is an author, she's a model, she's a brand ambassador, and she on her way to collecting the bags, baby, getting those coins, man. And if you know what you know, she's doing it, dude. She's getting her hustle straight. So that being said, let's say hello to my wonderful guest. Hey, Champagne, baby, how you doing?
Hey, lovely lady, how are you?
Girl, I'm flowing with emotion. It's so good to have you
amazing.
Here on this Friday. Yeah.
It is an amazing day today. Yes.
Yes, it is. I'm enjoying it. Today I got my daughter and a couple of my grandkids visiting, and that helps because I'm unpacking. And this unpacking, man, sucks. First you got to pack up your shit, then you got to unpack your shit, then you walk out your shit.
And just more and more, right? It's like a test. It's a task within itself, I definitely understand.
Girl, don't you know it. You know, I'm going to let my guest ask the question first. I'm opening the mic to the person whose last four digits is 7099. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Caller, the last four digits. 7099, you had your hand up. Can we help you? Don't get shy now. Check out your phone. Last four of his phone is 7099. The first three is 301. I'm not going to give you the other. So are you on the phone with us? See if your phone is muted.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my God. Hello?
Yes, we hear you. What is your name?
You can hear me?
Yeah.
No,
I can't. We're talking, aren't we?
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know if he was talking to me or whatever, because this is like my first time. But I'm Sharon's cousin, so I just came just to support her.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you want to say
Lisa?
Hi, baby.
Well, thank you so much for the support.
Well, you got some dirt on Champagne? You got a scoop for us to break?
Oh, my goodness. Do I? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. You're stepping on me, boss.
I'm her older cousin and some of the things that she used to do.
You used to do something. You still got a little shit. Your bag of tricks. Don't, because I got my bag of tricks. I just ain't pulled them out in a long time, okay?
But no, I am so proud of her. I really am. You know, coming from Rochester, New York, where, you know, you could have been a victim of your circumstances, she pulled this one together. I am so proud of her. So proud. She's a beautiful
Amen.
Person. She got so much confidence. Oh, my God, I just love this girl.
Yes.
Oh,
I
love
so
you too, cousin. Thank you so much.
All right, now, so Lisa, if there's anything else you want to say, or are you going to be back in the background and hide out?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I do. I'm going to go back in the background and just listen, okay?
Okay, girl. Good to meet
okay.
you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. I love you.
Well, my co-host Chris has a question. Go ahead, Chris, baby.
Oh, Illinois, Champaign. My name's Chris Michael Ward, to be exact. Well, since your cousin called, and that's so nice of her, my first question is, have you and your cousin always been close?
Yes. When we were young, she actually lives in Maryland. But when we were younger,
okay,
yes.
Hi.
She's actually in Maryland. And so, you know, we were close then when we were younger. She moved, but you never forget, you know, what family is and who they are to you.
Amen to that. Amen to that. You know, like she said, your cousin said that y'all started in Rochester and you went through some rough times. Could you elaborate what happened before you decided to just boss up? Because everybody got a story, and sometimes we become victims of all circumstances. And then other people like me and you, man, we said, bump all this shit, man. We get up, you know, get up.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, yes, yes. So,
tell us about what happened and how you got to where you're heading towards.
I feel like through every pain, there's a purpose. And I don't know if you know, but I'm a mother of eight. And yes. And love my baby. Love my baby.
Damn, girl. I had one child. I was in labor 18 hours. And I said, that's a wrap.
I mean, at that moment, I was married and things like that, you know, long story. But, I mean, in Rochester, New York, it's really hard. I think it is a lot of things that can help you get places. But it's so, I want to say that it's very poverty stricken because there's not a lot of resources to help you with self-help. So with that being said, knowing, you know, looking around me and understanding what type of community I was in, you know, I thank and praise God that he allowed me to be able to take a different route. Even though I was a mother of eight kids and I was in an abusive marriage and things like that, very, very, very blessed to be able to come through all that and still be educated, alive, and feeling great.
Amen to that. You know, Sam, I got to commend you right there, Sam Payne, because, you know, a lot of times when these guys sit there and abuse women and try to steal their self-esteem, a lot of females, because they are afraid, they can't go to their family member because they done went too many times and then go back to the same guy, and their family said, oh, I'm done with your ass, you know, and they feel like all the doors are shut. But anybody out there listening, and we got a global audience, we're broadcasting in 26 countries, I want you to know, if somebody tells you that you can't get out, bullshit, which you do, you ain't got to have a
opinion.
If you still have out, if you didn't get to the police station, they will take you to shelters. That way they can't find you. You can get help, but if you got kids enough, don't think because you control everything, because they will retrain you on how to pay your bills and everything else. You know, if you need some advice, call the sister, 443-956-8753. That's one thing I don't stand for. I don't stand for abuse. Don't put your damn hands on somebody. If you're a real man,
absolutely. I agree.
Me too.
Yeah. But you know what? There's a like I said, a pain turned to purpose. Pain to purpose.
Amen.
All the pain that I endured, I am now able to speak to women of any age and let them know my experience and let them see that, you know, your circumstances means nothing. You have to believe that you are who you say you are. So if you believe that, you can definitely move forth in anything. I don't care what you may invest in your career. and your bills are paid, but you have nothing in your pocket, but you feel good about investing in your career, you're going to make it. You're going to make it, because at the end of the day, no one believes in you the way you believe in yourself. Your circumstances does not define you. Oh. And it's
yeah,
amazing.
You know, Champagne, I keep talking as if it's women who are the only one abused. There are men who get abused too. And
absolutely.
Because they almost like, oh, you're a little punk. You know, you got some man, you know, some baby. I don't care who you are, male or female or teenager. There is hope and there is help. And you do not have to stay in an abusive relationship. And that can be a physical abuse, emotional abuse, or abuse of abandonment, playing that little head game and shit, you know. You don't have to stay.
Right, right.
Don't feel like there's no hope. You know, everybody is special. Everybody has their purpose in life. God made them for a reason. So, that just pisses me off. But anyway, let me really quick go back to, okay, you left your husband. Really don't care why. He could have been abusive. He could have been cheating. He could have just been a damn bum. But you know something, I'm glad you succeeded. Because by the time God said that, oh, well, I'm gone, she ain't going to make it. Hell to the no. Y'all
oh,
made it
absolutely.
Anyway.
Absolutely. Anyway. I definitely have went with those odds of even my own family members. But I thank and praise God he's given me the strength through everybody who has mishandled me to handle them in a loving way. So that's just who I am. And, I'm very thankful for that type of personality, because you can definitely lose focus when people mishandle you, you know. So I'm thankful that you – as I said, you know, I was able to handle people appropriately in that time. You know, for me, revenge is not an option because judgment is not an option. So at the end of the day, none of that is within my hands. If it's a problem, you know, I see it, I figure out what it is, and I move on. And I never look back because there's no reason to. Except for to understand that this is what helped me grow. That's it.
Exactly. Now, I know Chris has another question. And call is, the switchboard is lit up. Don't be bashful. If you want to say something, one key, if you don't, you're going to say in the background. Don't be bashful. I talk to everybody. Shit up here on the mat. That's how we go away. But anyway.
All right, Champagne. My next question is, with all the women who speak out about, you know, getting mistreated by men and, you know, stuff's in the news, what's your advice to them?
One thing I even told my daughters and my sons, that in our community, we're taught to do everything, but you forget to teach your kids self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that you have to learn. And sometimes it's not taught by the people you love. It has to be taught by the people who you don't agree with or don't care for you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, darling, I know you got a lot of things that you do. Tell us about your writing, and when did you start writing?
Oh, wow. My love, that's my passion. I actually started writing years ago. Life and circumstances made me put it down. You know, I felt, okay, I'm going to go get this degree. This is going to work out. I'm going to get that degree. This is going to work out. But I wasn't happy. At the end of the day, I went through a lot. Like I said, I had lost a lot at that time that I was, transitioning. And at that moment, the only thing that was therapy was the pen and the paper. And once I started writing in my journal, and it felt so good. It was like relief, like talking to someone without talking to someone. And at that moment, it was like a light bulb. I was like, I'm going to write a book. And I was telling everybody, and everybody... I was going around telling everybody, and everybody... I'm sorry, what you say, Miss Terry?
What's the name of that book? What's the name of your book?
Oh, The Goddess of Lust, Love, and Infatuation. I actually have a two-part...
Love and Infatuation. Damn, girl, that's still in print. I want one.
Yes, ma'am. Huh. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Whenever you're ready, you can definitely have one special delivery. And I came up with that title.
And I want people to know who don't know Champagne. You know, she take these pictures, man, and she's over the fucking top, man. She vibration. She wears gloves, and she's loving her body. And she said, yeah. I got 8 babies through this birth canal, but check me out. I'm going to die.
She's
going to die. I'm mad at you.
Yes. you kind of hit it on point. I'm a little bit more humble than Miss Terry just said, but yes, it is like that because there was a time in my life that I didn't have that confidence, and everyone would tell me how beautiful I was, but I didn't feel that way because of the circumstances. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, that I learned to love myself, and I don't need someone to reinforce that or have someone to make me feel good about myself, that, you know, anyone that's in my life, they're adding to what I already have. So, yes, right. The confidence is there. I love it, and it's the grace of God.
Amen. You know, Chris, I know you got another question. So before we run out of time, Chris, go ahead and ask your question, then I'm going to get back to Champagne real quick.
All right.
Pop
Champagne.
That bottle,
well,
babe.
Champagne, for people like me who, you know, with all due respect, couldn't find anything about you, how can people find information about you?
Well, you can actually Google me.
Okay.
I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, whatever you name it. I actually, all my books are on Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Book A Million, Walmart.com. So, I'm out there.
I'm going to look for you. All right,
name.
Awesome.
Yeah, under
thank
what name
you.
Are you using?
Champagne.
Champagne,
so
all right.
So just Champagne yes. Before the bike share? Okay, go on.
I'm
Champagne.
Sorry.
Can you...
Yes, I use Champagne for everything.
All right. Baby. I ain't mad at you. You know, Champagne, she's also a model. Man, she's just a fantastic role model to people who have been going through the shit, you know, because I don't care who you are, you're going to go through some stuff. If you haven't went through, you're going through. Christ is kept, you know, and I congratulate you wholeheartedly, my sister, because you done got past the bullshit. And you're stretching out and you're doing well. Because for anybody who's going through something, you might cry today, but you ain't got to cry tomorrow. Because there's a change
absolutely.
On the way. The change is
yes.
coming. You know?
Yes.
And me and Chris, we so appreciate you, wonderful young lady, for coming here. And, you know, if you decide to write some more books or whatever, whatever, you know, come back again with us, you know. And anybody who got a story to tell, just call us, sister, at 443-956-8753. Leave me a text because I'll tell your story, too, and we're just like friends hanging out. And on that note, we got to end up here. We're going to take you home with Backyard Party by R. Kelly. You might be a... Predator, but damn it, I love his music. What can I say? Oh, baby, you know, you got to say that he's a pedophile, but hang out tonight, y'all, on the front. Good night, everybody.
everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I'm about to throw something on the